When I started working with homeless people, we always referred to them as the single homeless because they were nearly all men. There was the odd couple and there were some women. Now we have families who are homeless and we have children, which is appalling. But I think there is something we need to be very careful of. There's a tendency to say now, well, the profile has changed because we no longer have the people sleeping in doorways. We no longer have the people who are drinking. It's old fashioned to even suggest that we have. But of course we do have those people, but we're kind of airbrushing them out of existence. Because somehow they are seen as people who are not worth working with.
And would you think that in some way people have forgotten that Christian ethos of helping one another, very basically just looking out for each other?
I think we have, and I think, I suppose it's something I spent, you know, we have some wonderful people coming into us here from all religions. I mean, there are a number of, there's a Church of Ireland parish down in Mount Melick, and they're wonderful to us. And we have a number of people who, and it's one of the things that is very supportive, we feel there are people who really live the gospel, and they're not preaching, but people live the gospel. With some, there's an old nun who comes in miles to bring us in Bovril, because Bovril is hard to get, and she brings it in and she sits down with people and chats with them. But I suppose it's not fashionable to talk about Christian values now, and it's a bit like talking about the homeless, you know. It's, and maybe we need, and I think it is fair to say that the church has got a terrible bashing lately, but I mean the church should be strong enough to make sure we don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. And I do think maybe we're getting caught up in that you have to do big things, but you have to do the little things before you do the big things.
And Alice, what do you find that are the needs of the people who come to Trust?
Well, apart from the very obvious, but I think the most important need that we would focus on would be respecting the dignity of that person. And so many people will tell you because they might be cold or dirty or look different, that some people even told us that people spit on them and people swear at them, most appalling things, and call them names. And what they need, I mean, homeless people are like the rest of us. They're men and women. We've met priests, nuns, doctors, solicitors, university lecturers, businessmen and women, all kinds of people. And I think people don't realise how easy it is to become homeless, because if something happens to you along the way, and people, I think there's a lot of fear too, that people are afraid if they look too closely. But we do have a tendency, just because they're homeless, they're not like us. But it should be the other way around. Because we happen to be on the planet, we're like them, we're all here in the world at this time. And that's the hardest thing to get across, because people often say to us, well, why haven't they a job, and why haven't they a house, and look at all the money the government is spending, and the government alone can't solve the problem. I mean, I think it's time that the government started asking, how is the money being spent? Well, see, it wouldn't be fashionable for a politician to stand up in the Dáil and say the things I'm saying. And maybe we have to get back to that. And I think people with Christian values need to say that, because they're voters too.
And Alice, we're coming up now to Christmas. And is that an extra busy time for you?
Well, we have found in the last 2 years, and this year in particular, there used to be a time when we'd say Tuesday is a quiet day now, we can take things a bit easy. There is no day now that's quiet. Christmas is a very sad time. Now, there are lots of lovely things around Christmas, and we keep Christmas very simple here. I mean, we put up a small crib, we have candles, you saw them coming in, we keep candles in the fireplace up there, because we work in the basement of a hospital which we rent from the Ivy Trust, and it's 100 years old. But a number of people came in last year, and then we have a lovely florist near us, and he gives us lovely arrangements with berries and that. The number of people who came in last year and said, this is just so peaceful, because people think when you're working with the poor, everything has to be dirty and scruffy and all of that. And we also have a number of little dogs coming in here. Thank God they don't all come in together. And we even had a cat we had to rescue one day. And because it's all of human life. But then what is so special about Christmas, you get cards from people who are in prison, or somebody who can't write suddenly buys you a card. Or, I mean, there was one man here who comes from a travelling background and with a very violent past, and he came in last year and he said to Jerry, now there's it was before the changeover, so it was €10, and he said, now that's to buy coffee for the staff. And lovely things happen. People are very generous, and we get a lot of things over Christmas, and people give us a lot of money. We never do any public fundraising, and we don't spend any money fundraising, and we get our funds from the public. But people just want to do something and are just so good. But we have people all the year round who are very good to us. Every day we have people coming in to us. We give out about 500 outfits of clothes. They're all donated to us. Every month we give out 500. Now, if people had to go to it, and we don't have a second-hand shop, we don't sell anything, and they're all given to us in perfect condition to give out to people. The spirit of Christmas really should be all the year round. And I don't want to sound as if I'm a big grudger, because we all like, of course, part of the excitement and sharing of gifts and everything, and that's all very important. But I think it is important that to realise that for many people, Christmas is a time of loneliness.